Been away most of the week with work, but in many ways it's good because it really makes me value and look forward to what I have here in LA. Week 10 of the pregnancy, baby frog is now the size of a strawberry. It's my unconventional life. Checking in. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it is kind of a personal ad. But most of all, it's about navigating the treacherous waters of love, sex, and relationships in 2017. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Every week, I detail my own journey and discuss my own untraditional views and aspirations in that world. Whatever the topic, whoever the guest, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in 2017? Well, it's been quite a long week. A lot of travel. Got to fly in a private jet for the first time, which was pretty awesome. I'm getting lots of practice with my magic skills too for all my co-workers. I'm back in LA for just 48 hours before I head out for another 3 days away, before coming back for another 48 hours, before I fly off again to Japan with Eri to visit her family, to go to her brother's wedding, and to see where she grew up. She's been doing much better this week, it seems. Her emotions seem to have stabilized a little. I do think that me being monogamous is part of this. She's feeling a lot less sick too, which has to have a huge impact on how she feels and acts. She's back to joking around and being on a much more even keel when it comes to her emotions. The time away, which is going to continue indefinitely now, being away at least half the week, in some ways is good because it doesn't give me as much time to sit and cogitate on things. And I do enjoy travelling and seeing different parts of the country and my friends at work. I did notice, however, a little distance emotionally while on the road this week between Eri and I, though. Even though we talked every night on the phone. I don't know. It's been fine since I've got back. But truthfully, once the baby comes, it's going to change the dynamic again completely. So it's not much to think about. And this comes back to the main thing I figured out this week. I met up with Rachel again this week, and we talked at a fair length about my situation and how it's deviated from the relationship that I'd originally envisioned and wanted. And she said pretty much what all my friends that I've talked to about have said. I just have to man up. Rachel said that subconsciously or otherwise, Eri is testing me. She's seeing if I have the strength to stick with her. So I need to be strong and say, for now, I need to be the rock in this relationship. I've made the decision to be monogamous while she's pregnant for the health of her and the baby, so let that go. Accept that Eri's emotions will continue to fluctuate and let it wash off you, like storms in the weather. In fact, say bring it on. I'm not going anywhere. I am invested in you and that little strawberry in your belly. And when I show Eri that, she seems to settle. Actually, an old friend told me this week. Having time to think and worry about your feelings is a relatively new thing in human existence. And it was a luxury that most people didn't have. Am I being my true, authentic self? A lot of people were just concerned with how they were going to feed their family or keep a roof over their head. Now, that's not to say there isn't value in thinking big picture and developing a true, authentic self. Just that we are capable of packing it away for a time and place once the more pressing things in life have been sorted. It's what the great men and women of our time have done. Do what needs to be done now, to hell with how it makes you feel. Now, from a philosophical standpoint, I'm well aware of the decision that we've made to be monogamous. Ironically, it was made even clearer this week when I read some more of the Conversations with God book that Eri suggested I read. It talks about how every decision you make in life is either out of fear or love. And that society has evolved to teach us to make most of our decisions out of fear. But this is limiting and stunts us from being our fullest, truest, and most glorious selves. And when I think of our decision to be monogamous, it certainly does seem to be a decision that we made out of fear. Fear of losing the other person, fear of upsetting the other person. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Eri, of course, was the first person who brought up the notion to me that every decision was made out of love or fear. And I wonder if she'd see it the same way. Or if she'd see it as a decision made out of love for the other person, not wanting to see them suffer. What do you think? My unconventional life 2016 at gmail.com. I dare you to write me. Bottom line, I can put it away for now. The only constant in life, paradoxically, is change. And I'm comfortable with that. Eri's been right about a few things so far, so maybe she's right about us opening up in the future too. I've been getting laser hair removal for my back and, well, bikini region, I believe is the socially acceptable term. Eri says she doesn't mind a guy being hairy. In fact, the idea of them having no body hair at all is actually a big turnoff for her. But I hate the hair on my back, and having to shave down there every few days is a bind too. So I guess it does beg the question, if Eri's okay with it, who else is going to see me naked anyway? For the foreseeable future, at least, no one. But I guess it's a nod to the impermanent nature of everything. And that again, this decision is for now, not necessarily forever. We go to the OBGYN next week, which could be quite an experience. Apparently, we might even be able to hear a heartbeat. And to be honest, the whole thing still kind of makes me feel a little squeamish. Eri is starting to show a little now. With her morning sickness, she found that the only thing she could eat were carbs, so she's gained a few more pounds than she'd expected, but I've done my best to assure her that it's not a big deal, as long as she stays healthy, and I still think she's beautiful. I even find myself drawn to her more because of it, and that's our baby inside her. Anyway, onwards and upwards. Like I said, we're off to Japan next week, so I may not be able to get a podcast out. If so, don't worry or give up on me. I'll be back when I get back. And I'll for sure have plenty to share when I do. I will see you next week. Or the week after. Bye. Oh, that's a short one. That's another week gone. What have I learnt? And what peace have I found? Cheers for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Drop me a line at myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully some joy. But until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, try to be kind to others, but as much to yourself. We're all fighting our own battle. Lead with love. Hell.